Sheena, we spoke, it's about 2 years ago now, is it?
Probably about that, yeah.
Well, where has time gone?
I know.
Time has gone so far that we actually have a CD here in front of us. But Sheena, tell us a bit about the last time I spoke with you and how you've been getting on.
Yeah, so the last time I spoke to you, it was about an event that we were starting up in the hall in Brusna, just in collaboration with the hall committee. Mm-hmm. So it was to kind of get older people socialising more. It was kind of a cross between a rambling house and a session. And basically, the hall provided the venue and the local ladies came in and made scones and teas and all that. And the local dancers came in and did the things. And I'd send out a text to all the singers and musicians I know. And in fairness, they'd always rock up. There'd be about 20.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. And everybody had do a bit, and then we'd pass around the microphone, get everybody involved, and then we'd stop for a tea break. And so, yeah, it was lovely. And we've done a good few of them. Now, the hall has been done up at the minute. They're doing major work on it. So William Curtin is the chairperson, and he's doing great work with the committee there. And yeah, so that was the last time I was talking to you.
So it's gone strength to strength since.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Isn't it incredible the way people kind of come together, and like you, for someone who just provided this idea, kind of planted the seed as such, and then it just comes to happen.
Yeah. It's great.
Okay. So at the moment we have Conor Brosnan with us here as well. Conor, you're from Cordell. I haven't met you before. So tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, as you say, I'm from Cordell, living there all my life, really, working full time remotely. And one of my keen interests is going to along to trad sessions, singing a few songs, and do a bit of running, a bit of hiking, that sort of thing. And the interest in the singing and the trad has kind of brought us here today. So yeah.
Okay, so tell us a bit of how you met.
So yeah, it's almost 4 years ago now, I suppose. Yeah. And it was the West Limerick Sing group. They have a session on once a month in Abbeyfield in the Ramble. I went there one night, sang a few songs and bumped into Sheila there. I think I'd always known Sheila to see because, you know, she has been online with songs and things like that before. So we just got chatting and exchanged numbers, and then Sheila has dragged me along to a load of other trad sessions and introduced me to loads of other people and musicians, and it kind of all stemmed from there. So yeah, it's been great.
So if Sheena hadn't met you that time and kind of started getting you involved and, you know, meeting other musicians, as you say, would you have done what we're about to talk about?
Probably not. No, it's definitely like, yeah, this whole CD launch and all that, not a hope. Yeah, it's just been great having a buddy to do it with along the way. Just makes it easier and more fun. And yeah, definitely.
Right. Now, before we talk about the CD launch, because it's happening very, very soon, tell me a bit about your background in trad music and your family and as such.
Yeah, so I would have learned the guitar as a kid, I suppose, when I was about 12 years of age. I got the guitar from an aunt of mine, my godmother actually, and went to lessons as a kid for a few years, and that's where it began. But then, I suppose, as with anything, as you're growing up, you kind of put it down again, and you know, you start doing other things. But then, for a few years. But then I joined the Killarney Machrane firm a few years ago then, and there was different opportunities there to kind of pick it up again. You know, there was variety shows, sing competitions and things like that. So picked it up there and started practicing it again, kind of got more back into it and started learning a few new songs. And that's kind of where the background is, really. Yeah.
And when you picked up the guitar again after all those years, was it like muscle memory or?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yeah. But I was a bit rusty, of course. So there was a good bit of practice needed again. But yeah, I suppose the basics, you never forget. It's kind of like riding a bike. So definitely, I would definitely encourage any young one to learn a musical instrument when they're young. It's something you'll never regret, and it's something you'll always have. From my own experience, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, Sheena, tell us a bit about what is happening this weekend. And before we actually started, you were saying, what are we even doing here? But you're celebrating this amazing CD.
Yeah. Major imposter syndrome. We were only talking about it outside the door. What are we doing here? But anyway, it's great. But like you were saying to Conor, would he have done this if we hadn't met? Likewise, I wouldn't have done it. Not in a month of Sundays, because loads of people had been asking us, like, at sessions, you know, have you got, you sing very well together, have you got a CD? Or, and we were like, no. And then we just, the idea came and we said, look it, we'll give it a go. And we just started practicing in my place in Brosna, and then we started inflicting our practices on the locals in Kate Pat's pub on a Thursday night, and we just got a lovely reaction, and we said, sure, why not? So we just knuckled down then eventually, and we made the CD, which is a mixture of covers, a couple of originals that I wrote, and a couple of duets. But like, Conor's just so easy to sing with and so easy to get on with. Our dynamic works well because I'm kind of the more excitable, flighty one. He's the calm one. And cool, bossy, yeah.
And so then you're the kind of cool one.
Exactly, yeah.
Everyone needs that. That's what makes it good to work.
But you know, it's been lovely. Yes. It's been a lovely experience doing it. So we got on to, like, a friend of ours, Pat McCarthy, had recorded over with Pat Donegan in Causeway and recommended him. So we got on to Pat, and sure, Pat is as easy going. He was lovely to work with. And we went over and we recorded 16 songs over 2 days. We recorded them all on the first day, but I think we were a bit ambitious. It was like amateur.
By song 16, your throat would be very
definitely.
Sore.
Yeah. So when we listened back, we were kind of going, oh, we could do one or two of those better. So we went back over and redid them, but we'd know better. We'd know better for next time if we do it.
Exactly.
But it's been lovely. And so
the CD is called Songs Between Friends, which is fantastic because the two of you are very good friends now. And as you said, there's 16 songs in it. The two that you wrote, What's Meant to Be and
Flanaguilty.
Flanaguilty. Yeah. Tell us a bit about those.
Well, I remember we were over in Listowel 1 year, and there was a sing song, and a man came up and said to me, do you write your own stuff? And I was like, no. And he was like, you should. And I'd never thought of it. I used to write poems and stuff when I was younger, but never songs. And it kind of planted the seed. And he was in all those singing competitions, you know, or songwriting competitions over in Fenuig and Abbeyfield and stuff. And I kind of just thought, no, maybe I will. Now, I didn't enter anything, but I said, I'll try one. And I remember I was out walking in Glaunaginty one day, and I thought, oh, this is as good a place to start as any. So I wrote that song about Glaunaginty, the trail, the hiking trail there on John Lenehan's
And the word land. Itself, Glaunaguilty, is musical in itself, you know?
Yeah. And the other one then, I wrote a couple of songs about 4 or 5 years ago, but I was never brave enough to sing them. Do you know, you kind of always feel a bit, I don't know, a bit silly or something. But I remember saying to Conor, can I try something? And sure, he started playing along, and he was like, oh, that's lovely, you should sing that more often. And it kind of gave me a bit of confidence. And then having Conor on the guitar to make me sound good, that helped. So then we just said, like, if we're making the CD, might as well put one or two of them on it. Yeah. Just
but
to have it.
Let's say, for example, like, you know, What's Meant to Be, as you say, Conor played the guitar to it. How did you know what way to play the guitar to match with what the words were saying?
I suppose Sheila kind of had the ear of it anyway. So she was, you know, once I became familiar with that, then it's just, I suppose, being used to playing along to songs with Sheila, just kind of picked it up fast enough. Yeah.
The ear for it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sheila, do you have maybe 2 or 3 lyrics of that song just to give us an idea?
You sprung that on me. That's mean. Okay. It don't matter where you're coming from, it only matters where you'll go. But the past you must leave in the past, if new life you are to know. And although at times it may be hard, it'll all work out, you'll see. So enjoy every moment of today, and what's meant to be will be.
Oh, that is just fab.
I'm blushing, you can't see on the radio.
What inspired you with those lyrics?
I suppose I was just going through a bit of a rough patch in life, we'll say. And I love those inspirational quotes, you know, the way you'd see them here, there and everywhere. And I just kind of, a couple of them stuck with me, and I kind of just, they kind of started off, it's kind of like, you know, it doesn't matter where you're coming from, you have to just start with what you have and move on, and like everything that happens to you makes you who you are and makes you stronger, and you just suck it up and get on with it. And it's kind of just, I don't know. And then I did take the melody from a different song, because as I say, I was only getting started. Mm-hmm. So I've written a couple of other ones that would be, I've done the melody myself as well, but I haven't got brave enough to sing them yet. I haven't inflicted them on Connor yet.
That'll be for the next CD, obviously.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Connor, tell us a bit about, obviously, you had never wrote or put together a CD before, but what did you learn in the process?
I suppose just practice, lots and lots of practice, so much so that you almost hate the song that you're singing, you know. But no, it was just a great experience. Just great fun. What we learned, I suppose, just the whole experience of going into the recording studio, you know, how to actually project your voice and things like that. And, you know, even listening back to it and picking out the bits of flaws here and there and trying to sort them out. You know, it was just a good learning kind of an experience, definitely.
I suppose you kind of get a respect then for everyone that actually launches a CD, that you realise there's a lot of work.
Yeah, you don't realise how much work goes into it, definitely. Yeah.
Good 12 months for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Because you're trying to decide even what songs to put on as well, and that's even a job in itself as well, you know.
But this 16 that you did you find it hard to, like, let's say, Connor, did you want one and Sheila, you wanted a different one, or did you kind of agree with them?
Yeah, we were fighting tooth and nail.
Yeah, I suppose there was, like, we've a lot of songs that we play together, but I suppose these were ones that we were most comfortable with, and we felt that we complemented each other well with between the music and the lyrics and stuff like that. Yeah, so
naturally. Yeah. So it just worked out. So tell us, you're having a CD launch now. This, we're pre-recording this at the moment, but this is going out on Sunday, just before your launch at 8 o'clock. So tell us a bit about that and how people can get involved.
So we're having it in Kate Pat's pub in Brosna, where Maria and Jimmy Keane have kindly offered to let us host it. There's friends of ours, Tim, Joe and Anne Reardon from over Macroomside, Clondrohid, and they'd be well known on the Cayley scene and the social dancing scene. And we would do some singing for them at different fundraising things over their side. And they offered to set up their gear, and basically they'll provide the music and stuff. So we have lots of people that we know that sing and play music, and they're going to come, and everybody will get to participate, and we'll sing a few songs as well.
Naturally,
from the album.
Yeah.
And mingle.
If we're forced,
Or you could mimic them. You could put the CD on in the background.
We hadn't thought of that. Thank you, guys.
Great idea.
But it's exciting, Sheila, isn't it?
It is. And like Jimmy and Marie and Kate Pats, they're so good, and they love anything that'll bring, you know, a crowd out and a bit of life into the village. So they're really supportive, which is great. So yeah, it's on Sunday, and we've people coming from Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Clare. Yeah. We go up to a lot of singing sessions in Clare and stuff. So we have people coming down from there as well. So
not a nice way to spend a bank holiday.
It is.
Definitely.
Yeah. If the weather stays like this, that will be.
Fingers crossed. But even you were saying there that you went to Cape Pat's pub to kind of practice some of the songs and stuff. So it's kind of, it's nice to actually have it there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because other people were suggesting that we should, you know, go somewhere else, and we said no, we know where our roots are, we know where our supporters are, and
they've been so good to us, like,
and like that, you know, you were asking for feedback and stuff. What were people saying?
The encouragement was just unbelievable, like, even already just the, you know, just such nice comments from people and compliments. It's lovely. Yeah, definitely.
And obviously you've seen the CD now, it's beautiful. So what do you think of the cover?
That's another story in itself. We were literally, this is like literally what, 3 weeks ago?
About that, yeah.
We were at a session back in Phoenix, and I was saying to Connor, oh my God, we need to get a photograph for this CD. And we were there, we said, right, we'll go down by the water. And we were down, we had the instruments, and we literally pulled up. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening. There was a random stranger walking by, and we're like, this is weird, but will you take our picture for a CD cover? And he's like, yeah, okay.
So funny.
And he took 4 pictures, and that was one of them. And we just thought it was perfect.
Like, I thought it was from a professional photographer.
But maybe he was. He didn't say. But no, it was so random. And it was just, it worked out. And I love it. And
yeah, I love it as well. Yeah.
Connor's friend then is.
Yeah, so a friend of mine, he works in Killarney Printing. So he kindly designed the cover for us. So
give him a shout.
Thanks, Mark.
And there's probably plenty of people that you do want to thank. So is there anyone in particular that you're thinking of?
I suppose we've said, like, you know, Kate, Pat and them... Pat Donegan and Billy, who
my good friend,
your good friend, Billy Donegan, who has printed the CDs for us, and I suppose just everybody that supported us and kind of
everyone that's kind of encouraged us, because I suppose without people suggesting it and encouraging us to begin with, we never would have even considered it really. So I suppose just thanks to all our friends and family and everyone as well. Yeah,
and I suppose John Reedy as well has been in the Main Valley Post, has been a good man to give us a shout out, and Mairead Brosnan, Mairead Moriarty, who does the Brosnan notes. She's always plugging us as well. And we've started doing a session now in Castle Island on the third Thursday, just to give that a plug, the third Thursday of every month in Kearney's Bar. And
and a good friend of ours, Breed O'Shea, she's hosting it with us as well. So just shout out to her as well.
And what time is that?
That would be about 9 o'clock. We start, so it's the third Thursday.
Okay.
In Kearney's around 9.
Yeah.
And so like
these are the perfect months to start going as well.
So we had the first one last Thursday and we couldn't believe there was a great turnout. People came from all over, so it was, the first night was a great success. Yeah.
Well, everybody's might have welcome. To call out some night.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Listen, lads, best of luck with it. I know you're so excited. Sheila, I can feel your energy from here.
That's nerves, girl.
But you know, you've made yourself a real Kerry woman now. There's no going back after
I was
this.
Told you're never a Kerry woman unless it's in your blood, so I know where I belong.
Listen, Les, thank you so much. And I can't wait to hear the songs, number one, but also how you get on as well on Sunday evening.
Thanks a million.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.